KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 11 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Atlantic Rising, in partnership with Hy-Vee, will continue to lead the Christmas Box program during this holiday season. Bailey Smith, Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said the program was started by the Atlantic JCs over 20 years ago and helps families and individuals in need of a Christmas dinner. Ashley Hayes, Program Director at the Atlantic Chamber, says Atlantic Rising took over the program officially last year and had a great first season. She says they delivered boxes to 86 individuals and families. Hayes said also Trivia Night was continued this year as the organization's main fundraising event and saw another packed venue filled with excitement in February. Ivy is partnering with them again this year to help with the promotion of the project, to reach out to as many people as possible, and to supply the food items that will be in the boxes. On December 19th, members of Atlantic Rising will help to fill and deliver boxes of items to families and individuals for them to cook Christmas dinner with, and those who have been nominated. To nominate a family or individual, if you're interested in volunteering, contact Atlantic Rising at 712-243-3017 or email the chamber at atlanticiowa.com. The Atlantic City Council met in a regular session Wednesday evening at the City Hall, and during their meeting, Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson presented her annual report, during which she mentioned visitor and user statistics.
Last year, we had over 51,000 visits to our library, which is higher than in past years, and we've had 6,321 people attend 367 programs. And that's programs that we offered at the library or that we went to outside the library. We had over 15,000 Wi-Fi connections, which is up about 10% from the previous year. And we had 7,700 public computer uses, which is down from the previous year.
She says that's because more people are using their personal devices to access what they need from the library. Circulation or checking out material amounted to 58,477, which was also a slight drop from last year. Online resources usage nearly doubled to 13,190. Anderson said also Library Youth Services, librarian that is, Julie Chepkes, is retiring after 32 years of service. A public retirement party to honor her is set to take place Saturday, December 7th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the library. Anderson mentioned some other future events as well.
We will be renovating the lobby in the Children's Library. Our construction start date is December 2nd. We expect it to take about 3 months. We're going to be dealing with some original plaster issues, upgrading lighting to LEDs, putting in a new ceiling, new flooring, new paint, coming in with some new furniture, and then doing a new layout so that there will be defined areas. You say, oh, this is definitely children, and this is definitely teen, and their resources will be in their areas.
In other business, the Atlantic City Council, by a vote of 6-1, with Chris Jimerson the lone no vote, approved an engineering study to try and find ways of dealing with stormwater runoff issues in the area of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club and Palm Street near the golf course. The cost of the watershed study will amount to approximately $8,700, less than previously thought, and will be paid for through the Stormwater Utility Fund. The council Wednesday tabled action on approving a resolution pertaining to the Hotel Whitney Urban Renewal Area Revenue Fund with regard to TIF obligations. City Administrator John Lund said there was an apparent confusion or misunderstanding with regard to the legal language of the agreement. The matter will come before the council again December 2nd. Lund said also the Department of Management has released information pertaining to the residential rollback.
That's good news for residential property owners because it took a big dive, but I don't think that's really going to cause the city. I already ran the numbers. I mean, if we left the tax levy at what we had last year, the city's share of tax revenue would have gone up 12% if we didn't change anything. The residential rollback change takes that to 8%. That's still very high, so I don't think it's going to be a problem for the city, but my concern still remains with the impact that any growth in tax revenue for the city is going to be on the backs.
And Councilman Chris Jimerson announced last night that Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese is stepping down. He will remain with the fire department, and an election will be held in December to replace him. Mark has served with the fire department for more than 29 years and as chief for more than the past 13 years. His current term as chief expires at the end of December. And in our funeral announcements, Janet Job Coonsey, age 73, of Lewis, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Job Coonsey will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Parrott, age 91, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Betty Parrott will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Tommy Young, age 60, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Tommy Thud Young will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Paul Jensen, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Paul Jensen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gary Meshek, age 78, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Meshek will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. The Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lloyd Ringer, age 71, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lloyd Ringer will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ellen Shinbaum, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Shinbaum will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Chris Wilson, age 54, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. A private family graveside service for Chris Wilson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the St. Timothy Catholic Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care has the arrangements. Lucille Alf, a longtime Lewis resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lucille Alf will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Danny Harder, age 83, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Danny Harder will be on Monday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Donald Malenik, age 83, of Yale, died November 2nd. A celebration of life service for Donald Malenik will be held December 8th at 1 p.m. at the Yale Community Building. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Charlie Hahn, age 94, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Private family graveside services for Charlie Hahn will be held in the Greenfield Cemetery with full military rights. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Mabel Stahl, age 102, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Services for Mabel Stahl are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.